We could talk about Dan Quinn for another hour, I feel like.
But we like him. That's
we
it.
Do. We do. Real quick, each of you, real quick, your first impressions of Kyle Shanahan, Richard Smith, and Raheem Morris kind of being the coordinator.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because you've got Kyle Shanahan, who at one point was the youngest to ever earn a coordinator spot in the NFL. He's done some really innovative and creative things in his career. On the other side of things, you've got Richard Smith, who's got 25-plus years of coaching experience. So, and you know, the important one to kind of mention here is Raheem Morris and his involvement in that defense. I think he's going to be, you know, he's just focused on the passing game. So that's going to be kind of a big thing. And he's got that kind of really good, uplifting personality that I think a lot of guys are going to relate to. I think we talked about this the other day. I think the one key guy, as far as guys who are still around, that is going to be one of those storylines that you're going to hear about is Terry Rubisky.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking around in that wide receiver room. When you talk about the personalities in that room, this is a guy they're comfortable with. They trust him. And I think that keeping him around could really go a long
way. Jay, I remember me and you were talking about this yesterday. And yeah. We was like, there are some really big personalities. I mean, you guys seen Julio Roddy, Harry, Weems. You see, those are four guys who, if you don't have the right guy in that room, you never know. But having a guy like Rubisky there who can manage all those different personalities. I mean, every team has them. I mean, every person in the NFL has a different personality. You got to better deal with them. But having a guy like Rubisky who can control and, you know, understand those guys and bring the best out of them is huge.
So I mean, he's really like a father figure. Sorry, Matt. He's really like a father figure to these guys. And if you take him out of that equation, I think, you know, it ends up hurting your football team.
Yeah.